644-4945. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-644-4945. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-644-4945. That's 1-800-644-4945.
See every serve up close when Fed Cup Tennis comes to Chaffetz Arena at St. Louis University, Saturday, April 19th through Sunday, April 20th. Don't miss Sloane Stephens and Team USA as they take on Team France as they go head-to-head in the World Group Playoff. Tickets are on sale now. Visit USTA.com/FedCup to buy tickets and be a part of the action. Players subject to change.
The 50th anniversary today of the Ford Mustang. I'm going to ask the guy in the room who knows he knows less about cars than any human I've ever known, Peon.
Yes.
Peon, what was Chevy's answer to the Mustang 2 years later when Ford came out with this Mustang that just, wow, took the country by storm? What did they answer back with?
And I guess it wasn't a car that lasted that long?
No. Not true.
Not true?
No.
Long running?
Begins with a C, Camaro.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
Dan just wanted to show that.
He was going to guess, and I wanted him to guess and be wrong, but no. You know, bass player for the Nutcrack Johnnies had to jump in there.
He couldn't help it. He knew. Sorry to say it.
The Camaro was their answer 2 years later. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550. KTRS. Joe Hipperson joins us in 15, 20 minutes. We'll be happy to take your calls. Mike is on. Hello, Mike.
Hey, can I talk to Frank?
Let me get him. Hang on.
Hey, Frank, it's for you. Okay, I'm coming.
Hello?
What was that? Were you walking?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. Frank.
A-N-V-M.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Wow. I don't know where to start. Anyway, long time listener. My dad was, too.
Well, I appreciate that.
I've been watching, looking at old photos with my mom all day, and I came across a box of stuff that was hers, and from the 60s and early 70s, and my mom was the president of the Beatles fan club. Back then.
Ooh. All right. The local chapter or the worldwide?
I think it was nationwide, actually. And she also went to high school with Hillary Clinton and Harrison Ford.
Wow.
Yep. Oh yeah. Main East Township in Park Ridge, Illinois. Anyway, my point is, go ahead, Bernice.
And she did already.
Sure, he did.
Okay. All right. I came across this box of very rare Beatles paraphernalia, like magazines, cutouts, paper clips. I mean, everything. I mean, just like Time magazine stuff. A whole bunch of stuff that it just, I know it's got to be worth something because it's in mint condition. I mean, like magazines and everything. So, what I'm putting out the call is I need the problem solvers.
Well, hang on. Then you need us because we are
the problem solvers.
Now, before you tell me the problem, let me just share something with you. Most of the time, when people think they have something that's worth something, it's not. You're one of about 10,000 people with a mint condition, this or that. You know, you go to these flea markets, and you see people that
have... I listen to you all the time, and I respect that, and I understand that, but I'm telling you what.
Okay, you also may have something in there, maybe not everything, but something in there that is really valuable.
I wouldn't call you if I didn't think I did.
Okay.
I like the people
I,
that go...
I really wouldn't. Frank, I've been listening to you for years. I actually stumped you on a joke one time. So I played hockey with Dan before. So, and I know Eon the Peon. Where does the Easter Bunny come from? Where does the ether come from?
Well, okay, you've proven you're a hardcore listener. Yeah. So what's the problem?
The problem is I'm looking for somebody to come look at this stuff, and I want to get it assessed because there's a, I'm talking about a truckload of Beatles stuff that is, I'm sure, has never been seen. Well, it's been seen, obviously, but it's right. Just it's just really a gold mine of autographs and ticket stubs and magazines and Time magazine and a whole bunch of.
Go ahead, Dan.
Autographs, I would think, would be worth something. If you've got George's autograph, or
why would you think they're worth something?
Because they're not around to sign anything more.
Well, it is the Beatles. Well,
Dan, lots of people aren't around anymore, but at the time they were here, they signed a whole bunch of stuff. Now, here's my first thought is that the person who's going to give you an honest, dependable appraisal is probably not going to be in St. Louis, which is the beautiful thing about the internet and being able to photograph things and shoot them to somebody. I would, if it were me, I would Google most reputable collectible appraisers. Okay, I know there's a place in Las Vegas because I bought something there. And then when you find who that is, you contact them. And whatever it is you think might be rare and valuable, obviously at some point they're going to want to take a close look in person. But if you take pictures and shoot it and then describe the condition, that's the first thing I do. I Google reputable, that's the key word, appraisers for collectible music memorabilia. Maybe
would you like to give Dan that? The information that you know, so I can give it to me off the air. Would you
no, I don't know the information. I'm saying you'd Google. I'd Google. I don't know who it is. You Google it. Just Google a list of reputable music or artist memorabilia, collectible memorabilia, and then see what pops up and go to their websites and contact them.
Well, right on. That sounds like good advice. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give Dan my number off the air, if that's okay with you.
Because somebody may call here who's been through this and knows who to call. That's a great idea. And, yeah, we'll put you on hold. He'll take your number. My guess, though, is it probably won't be a person or company in St. Louis. I could be wrong. And by the way, if somebody contacts you once we get your number and they call Dan and go have him call me, the reason I went for the reputable Google thing is they may talk a good game and might fool you into thinking they're reputable when, in fact, they may end up trying to steal the stuff from you. So
I understand that. That's good advice because I'm telling you, this is a box. I'm going to go ahead and say plethora full of very rare stuff.
The other advice I'd give you, don't be loose at all with your address or any other information where somebody literally could come and try to break in and steal this stuff. So just be real careful.
Well, I appreciate that. I met you once, Frank. It was at the drive-in night at the, was it Fairview Heights?
Yeah, over in Belleville.
Yeah. It was the Mummy and something else.
That's
playing.
Right. Oh, wow. You're right. One of the movies was the Mummy that night.
Yeah, the Mummy and the Life with Eddie Murphy. Yeah, that was a good night.
Did you see that girl I was there making?
I appreciate the advice. Hey, guys, I am in the PM.
Mike, I hope you make $10 million, okay?
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you.
And share some with us.
Now, see, that's the difference between you and me. That's the difference, Dan, between you and me. I'm out to help others.
Oh, my microphone was on. I didn't realize that.
I'm only interested in others succeeding. That's just me, I guess. That's the difference. Bud. Hello, Bud.
Hello, guys. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, we appreciate that. How can we help you?
Frank, you were talking about torque a while ago. Can you give me an example of torque?
An example?
Yeah.
In what? Numbers or?
No, just an example. I've got an example of torque.
Well, what's your example? My example is you step on the accelerator and it snaps your head back.
Well, another example is when you get up in the morning and you've got an erection and you go in to take a leak and you push it down, your feet fly off the floor. That's torque.
Oh, I never had my feet fly off the floor.
Well, at my age, that's just a distant memory. So,
Okay. Well, at least you remember it.
Hey, get back to the muscle cars there. Do you remember when Chevy came out with the 427 and they called it the rat motor?
Sure.
We
had a 327. I always wish we'd had a 427.
Oh, my gosh. I had a friend had one of those. When he'd fire that up, it just makes the hair stand up on my neck. I love the sound of that rat motor.
Yeah, the people who don't like peon cannot understand what you and I are talking about right now. But I love the smell of gasoline. I love the sound of an exhaust that makes a little rumble, and I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I still remember the first motorbike I ever saw. A kid named Johnny Johnson. His dad gave it to him for his 16th birthday. I just stood there with saliva dripping down my chin. I thought, my goodness, if one day I could have a motorbike, holy cow, would that be great.
And that was probably a 52cc, wasn't it?
It was about a 50 or 60cc Honda moped. You're exactly right.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Was that Bud?
Yep.
That was Bud, which means Jim is next. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how's it going? AM and the PM.
Thank you. It's going great.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. Hey, hi, gang. How you doing?
Good.
That's Jim, everybody.
Hi, Jim.
So, I was born on April 17th, 1964, by the way.
Ooh, you,
today.
You and the Mustang introduced to the world on the same day.
You got it. Now, you know that 64, the GTO started the muscle car era, right?
To some people, yeah.
Okay, have you ever been, the other thing is, have you ever been to the Ford Museum?
I never have.
You ought to go up there, it's the best museum ever. They have a 62...
Is that in Dearborn?
Yeah, they have a 62 prototype of that Mustang.
No, I'd love to go through that.
It doesn't even look like the Mustang that they put out in 64 and a half.
No kidding.
But you ought to check it out.
Because they had a prototype in like 62 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's white and blue.
I'll get there one day.
Up there.
I get there one day.
Okay, cool. That's
I appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. And for those who wonder, the only reason we're talking about this is Mustangs. I'll tell you my Mustang memory, and it has to do with a girl after we finish some calls here. Mike is up next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And a quick little aside, we use... My wife emailed you about Julie, your travel agent, and we booked three trips to Ireland, so thank you.
Ireland. Well, thank you. I'm sure Julie was appreciative, yeah. What's up?
I have a 64 and a half Mustang sitting in my garage.
Well, 64 and a half, he's a purist, see. It's probably, the title is a 65.
Rag cop.
Oh, my God. What kind of shape is it in?
Not very good right now.
You going to restore it?
I'm sorry?
You going to restore it?
Yes.
It's going to cost you. Going to cost you a fortune.
I went to some place in Treecourt Industrial. No, not Treecourt. Oh, some industrial park, and there's a place in there, and they said about $50,000 to get showroom new.
Yeah, that's about right. It's going to cost a lot of money.
And that's to go. Every piece on it will be touched.
Yeah, and you won't get that back out of it. But man, would that be nice to have?
We bought it in 1969. From Cavalier Ford.
hang on a second. Hey, you know what? Knock it off. Knock off the 69 stuff. Okay, Cavalier Ford. Well, I haven't heard that name for a while.
Yeah, I know. It was a car for my mom to drive back and forth to college. She was going up to Umpqua, and we lived in South County. And it's been in the family ever since then.
Well, if you ever restore it, send us a picture.
Oh, I definitely shall. I can't get rid of it.
Hey, you know, there's also in the... I think it's still there. In St. Charles, there's a Mustang restoration place.
It's a Mustang Corral or something like that. I've never been out there. It's one of these days I have to get off my rear end and get motivated and try and get this thing. But when it was drivable and I drove it to high school and all that, the 80s, every time you stop at a light with the top down, how much, buddy? How much?
Yeah.
It never fails.
No, it still turns heads. Mike, I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you. Okay. And Bob is here. Hello, Bob.
Frank, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you for that.
This is Penal Pump Bob. I talked to you a couple weeks ago.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was talking to my wife about that. She said, hey.
You should get one of those.
You know what, Peon? No, you know what? See me in the show. I want to see you after the show, Peon. No, by the way, Peon, if you think I need one of those, maybe you need to talk to Angela.
Okay?
How do you think you keep your job? I'm sorry you had to hear that, Bob. Go ahead. You have
penis
the penile
pump,
implant, the pump. So, yes, I do remember you.
Well, back in the day, I always wanted a Mustang. Never got one, but when me and my wife first got married, we bought a 61 SS Impala convertible, and I was about 6 years old. And it's convertible, and it had factory air. And Yeah, at the time, I didn't know that they, you know, made convertibles with factory air. I think they only made a couple hundred of them. Well, we kept it a couple of years, got rid of it, no big deal. And I was watching Barrett Jackson a couple months ago.
You shouldn't have done that.
They had one on there, went for $125,000.
And you got sick.
Oh. Yeah. You know what we paid for it? We paid $1,000 for the thing.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know, another thing, there's a place in St. Charles, if you're looking for Mustangs, Fast Lane in St. Charles. You know where that's at?
I do.
Okay, check with that guy. And there's a guy next to him or up the street from him that actually will build what you want, you know, with the right parts. I mean, it's going to cost you $30,000.
Yeah, that's probably the place I'm thinking of.
My wife always wanted a 65 Mustang convertible, and I said, honey, that's a car that you don't get and drive to the store, drive to Walmart and get all dinged up. Oh, I'd want to drive it all over. And I go, no, it's not for that. It's for a nice day on a Sunday, and you put 5 hours on it.
Well, you know? Is your wife pretty good looking?
Oh, yeah, she's hot. Well, she's your favorite age. She's 64.
Well, I think you're nuts. Yeah. I'd tell her to drive it wherever she wants. See, that's the difference between the way you treat women and the way I treat them.
That's right, PPB.
Oh, hold on a second, Diane. Do you want to talk to... You don't want to... No, never mind. You don't... and one other thing. I was just wanting to ask Dan. I've heard his band before, and the guys are pretty good, but I was wanting to ask him if he's ever heard of a local drummer named Bobby Taylor.
Bobby Taylor? No, I have not.
He's with that Van Halen tribute band. He's with the Poison tribute band. He's in about four or five bands.
Oh, okay.
He's been playing for, like, close to 40 years.
So he's a typical musician. He's in four or five bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he works at GM, so he's a busy boy.
I'll tell you what, St. Louis has some really, really good bands and a lot of great musicians.
I'll tell you if you've ever heard of this place up out of St. John's called the Sherlock Pub, I mean, it's an old little bitty bar, but they have got the best musicians in there every night. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing the talent that St. Louis has.
I know.
Right. Well, Bob, how's the penile pump working?
Well, when I need it for myself, it works fine.
Oh, I get it. He's married.
For yourself?
Well, he's married, yeah.
PPB.
I'm married for 47 years.
Okay, well, I understand what you're
saying. The thing is, my wife doesn't even know I had it done. I had it when she was out of town one time.
All right, Bob.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you. Seriously, my wife's asking me all these questions. She says, well, and I don't know how to answer them. I probably should have asked Bob, is the thing visible? I don't guess you can see it.
No, it's in the
scrotum. In the
sack. Yeah, it's all inside. Yeah.
And then, well,
just like a little...
Next time we get him, we'll ask him more specific
I think
questions.
Of it probably as, you know, those old foot pumps for what you kind of step on? It's probably just miniaturized, and you just...
You just squeeze.
Yeah.
Hey, what happens if you have to go to the bathroom real bad, and you're squeezing your legs back and forth together? All of a sudden, you pump yourself up.
Oh, boy.
Up.
You got to be careful not to squeeze
them
the wrong
way.
Of
times.
Yeah.
Or you'll have to have a urinal placed on the ceiling.
Half chub.
That's the other option. I used to have a buddy that would talk about, you know, when you wake up, and Mr. Happy is all jumped up, ready to go on the tent poles up. He go, man, some days it lasts so long I have to go to the bathroom and stand on my head. women, I guess, would maybe not understand that. I think we can get Gary in here. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Going great. What's
up? Been listening to you since the KUSA days.
Wow, I appreciate that. That's a long time.
I was wondering if you could teach my wife how to drive a stick.
I would bet you that I could teach her. Why, can't you?
No.
Well, you either can't or she doesn't want to learn from you because you're her husband.
Probably.
Yeah, and husbands don't make good instructors for wives. They're impatient. Another man...
They don't want to believe anything you have to say.
They... Exactly. They think you don't know what you're doing. I could certainly... I don't know her, but I would think that I could teach her to drive a stick. And at this point, why does she think she needs to? Because most cars are automatic anyway.
Well, I have an old muscle car that's...
Well, you don't want her driving it anyway. What's the matter with you?
Well, I'm going to furnish you the car. You teach her how to drive.
Now, why would you want her to have access to your old muscle car? Think about what you're doing here. You don't want her wrecking that car.
You're probably right.
Now, if you get a girlfriend and you want her to learn, call me. I'll teach her to drive it. Okay?
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you if you know about a Buick GDS.
Buick what?
Buick Grand Sport.
I remember that name, Grand Sport. Don't know a lot about it. I'm not a car expert. I just love cars.
Right. Well, I have one that's a convertible four-speed car that's pretty rare. That's been in the family since 1967 when it was new. And it was my mom's everyday car. And I grew up in it. And I still own it today. And nobody in the family knows how to drive it except myself.
Wow, keep it that way, man. That's what I'd do.
Well, I'd need someone to teach the wife how to drive it, because okay. I can't do it.
All right, Gary.
Thanks
for the call. Bye-bye. I don't get it. Why?
It sounds like frustration.
Why would he, or maybe she's pressuring him. Yeah. Sounds to me like she's put the pressure. I want to drive that car, and you better find somebody to teach me. Did you ever teach anybody to drive a stick? Peon, I bet you can't drive
a stick. I don't even know how to drive. Yep.
Unbelievable.
I've tried to. It's really, really difficult.
And you tried to teach somebody.
Yeah, I tried to teach somebody.
Oh, my goodness. It's so hard and frustrating because there's a feel to it, and it's hard to convey feel of a clutch. And then you get to that uphill, stopping on a hill. Oh, not to roll back into the guy behind you. Yes. I'm a master at it, man. I'm really good, but it takes a lot of practice.
Okay, you go, okay, now pull the clutch out just a little bit, a little bit of gas, and all of a sudden they go.
Oh, you know.
I know, the jerks. That's what I remember.
Jumping and jerking. I just thought of two great Mustang stories. They weren't my cars. They were other people's cars. And if I can have time after Hipperson, I'll share them with you. We got to break away and do some business here because we got to get Joe in here to talk about CDs and DVDs. This was the month that I hit the 41-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. I've had fillings put in. I've had old silver fillings replaced. I've had a chipped tooth bonded. I have had just, you know, general stuff. Had a couple of root canals. Nothing's been, never have needed sedation dentistry, and the reason for that is because of where I go to the dentist, because I've never been afraid. I was apprehensive the first time I went there 41 years ago, because I didn't know who these people were, and I didn't know what the experience was going to be like, and after one visit, here we are 41 years later, and I don't want to go anywhere else, and I'm going to tell you something. If you will make that first appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and you don't think it's the best dental experience you ever had, you will be the first person who's ever emailed that to me. Now, you think about that. They've been on the air here for, they've been on for easily 15 years. And you think of all the email, I've never had anybody say, well, I'll never listen to you again. I went there and it's just another dentist's office. That's not true. There are lots of dental offices that are just other dentist's offices. And when I hear people talking about equipment and they now have the new, I don't know, whatever, who cares? So does Ballast Dental Care. It's not about the equipment. Any decent competitive dentist's office has that equipment. It's about who's standing over you and who's greeting you when you go in there and who is it that's making you comfortable and make sure that you understand what's going on so that when you walk out of there, you literally go, man, I can't wait to come back to this place. I know how ridiculous that sounds, but you'll get it when you become a patient, and I'm inviting you to do that, and they'd love to have you as a new patient. So if you hate your dentist is dead, it died 6 years ago, and you just thought, well, I didn't know who to go to, I got the answer to all that. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of... Oh, and right now, as an AM and the PMer, they're going to waive, if you need sedation dentistry, they're going to waive the consultation fee and the fee for the pill. Those things together, $350. You're not going to pay it. Limited time offer. Jump on it. Make an appointment. Here's their website. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. It's ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me. We're going to check traffic now, see how the roads are moving along. Here's Frank Ladd. He's airborne.
Found on Highway 64 out of the city. Seeing some mayhem in that normal stretch between the Science Center and McCall's. And then you're on the brakes again. It looks like between Hanley and the incident near Spady Road. There were two accident blocking the two right lanes at last check there. So it really filled in between Hanley and Spady westbound on Highway 64. So longer pockets of heavier volume there. Eastbound on Highway 64, you're on the brakes now between Jefferson and the Poplar. Then on the Metro East side, seeing a little more volume as well, approaching the 64 split from before the 64 split from before the Kingbridge split. Northbound 55, you're on the brakes as well in that right lane from, looks like, Park Avenue all the way up to the Poplar. Flying over 64 westbound now, we filled in between looks like McCausland and Hanley as well. So it's a long stretch of westbound heavy traffic on 64. Southbound on 170 at last check was heavy between Del Mar and 64 as well. Southbound 270 on the break starting at about 64 down through Doherty Ferry. This update brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to buy the parts you need online and pick them up at the store within 30 minutes only at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Frank Ladd from the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center.
Live and local. This is your official severe weather station. The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
It's a sad reality that in St. Louis today, we are in the grips of a heroin epidemic. And it's not the 50-year-old lifelong drug addict that's addicted. We're seeing high school kids. We're seeing college kids from middle-class backgrounds getting hooked up and addicted to heroin. Where do you turn for help? ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Because at ARCA, they use a drug called naltrexone and Vivitrol that was approved by the FDA back in the 80s. This drug was designed specifically to help with drug and alcohol dependency. It's non-addictive and it blocks the cravings. The results are nothing short of amazing. At ARCA, now covered by most major insurance carriers, has inpatient and outpatient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
It's been a long, messy winter, and I bet your carpet has taken a beating. Who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration. They've been in the business for 28 years. They're come to your home. They're courteous, professional technicians, and they use green products, so it's safe for your kids and pets. In addition to carpet cleaning, they also clean your rugs. And here's something special. They do free pickup and delivery, but if you want to save a few bucks, they offer a 30% discount if you bring the rugs into their shop. And it's allergy season. You know what that means. Whew, boy, your allergy is going to take a beating as well. They do duct cleaning, mattress cleaning, and upholstery cleaning to greatly reduce the levels of air pollutants in your home. And when it comes to fire, water, smoke, and storm damage, and we've had a lot of storms lately, they'll also take care of you there. Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555, or visit them on the web, spectrumclean.com.
Brand X Construction.
Do you guys do solar?
Do what?
Solar, as in getting energy from the sun?
Sure, yeah.
So, tell me about your qualifications.
Well, we're willing to try anything. Yeah.
Oh, I should have called G2 Power.
Don't trust your solar installation to amateurs. Call the local pros at G2 Power at 314-839-1609. They have 10 years of experience in the Midwest, and because they're local, they stand behind their products and service what they sell and install. G2 Power is known for honesty, integrity, efficiency, and careful cleanup after the job is done. The sunshine may be free, but utility costs are going up. Now's the time to go solar and save some serious cash. And G2 Power won't send some pushy guy to take your money, then run for the border.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
For solar power and solar water heaters, call locally owned and operated G2 Power at 314-839-1609, 314-839-1609, or go to g2power.com.
Healthcare reform is here. With it, your business must deal with the increased complexities and burdens of rising costs, taxes, government regulation, and risk. Insperity takes care of all of this and more. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. If you're worried about healthcare reform, discover Insperity's unique workforce optimization solution, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Insperity is ready for healthcare reform. Are you? For an executive briefing on healthcare reform from an Insperity business performance advisor, call 1-866-210-7415. One call to Insperity can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Got a little hung up Tuesday, and he wasn't able to join us, so we're going to tell you what CDs and DVDs were released Tuesday. Well, we're not going to. He's going to, and he is Joe Hipperson, and he is brought to you by Auric. Stop in any of the St. Louis area, locally owned and operated Auric home care centers, and see a lot of great products, including the new Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. Just the name would make Tim Allen go, Magnesium RS. Ladies and gentlemen, Auric is proud to present Joe Hipperson.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hello,
how are you, Joe? I'm good. How are you?
I am just Jim Dandy, and I appreciate you asking.
Well, so, what do you have?
It is our Thursday edition of New Release Tuesday. Here are some things out there, and we always start with music. Duck Sauce has a new record called Quack.
Yeah, all
right. Yes, is appropriate. I don't know how to. I think I know how to pronounce the name. Ian might know how to pronounce it better than I do. Jason Derulo, is that it?
I have no idea.
Come on, the rapper who always has his name in songs, but I don't.
Oh, rapper. Well, then we should know.
I think that's. I think that's it.
Okay, so Jason Derulo has his new record called Talk Dirty, which features the big song Talk Dirty to Me. Let's see, Ziggy Marley has a new record called Fly Rasta. You might want to pick that one up. And let's see, the Afghan Whigs, Due
yes.
to the Beast, is their
that.
Latest record, and you can pick that one up. Over on the DVD end of things, a couple of, let's see here, TV shows. Farscape, Season 4. I have not watched a single episode. It's Anger Management. Did you guys ever watch the TV show Anger Management?
No.
Charlie
it's
Sheen.
Just, yeah, it was Charlie Sheen, and it just, I mean, I watched a preview, and I knew there's nothing that would make me want to see this. I liked the movie with Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson. I thought that was decent.
Yeah, that was
when
good.
Sheen went through that meltdown, you know what? I had about all of him that I could take. That kind of did it for me with him. I got enough of Charlie Sheen.
Do you think, because, I mean, he's appeared in a couple of films, but it's been as almost a goof or a joke. Do you think he has a shot at ever being a dramatic actor ever again?
I don't think so.
No.
All right, well, for the people out there that are still winning with Charlie Sheen, you might want to pick up Anger Management.
Before you jump, before you go any further, did you watch Fargo?
No, oh, no, I did not. I wanted to watch it so bad. Did you see it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's the new Breaking Bad.
No kidding.
No, it's that good. And I think I know enough about what you like and don't like. This is off the rails. You're going to love this.
The girl that played the cop is so much like, what was
Clarence
her name?
McDormand?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. She was so much like her.
Well, Joe, you saw the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And you know the whole series is based on more of the actual true events that happened up in Minnesota. I hope you recorded it. If you didn't, they're still running it before next week's episode. Please, Fargo on FX. You will love it.
You know, so far, whenever you've given me advice, it's always panned out brilliantly. So I will definitely check out Fargo.
All right, do.
All right. Also out on DVD, Ripper Street, Season 2.
Ripper
Street. Yes, Ripper Street. It's about the same street where Jack the Ripper did what he did. Apparently, the street still has some. Yes. There we go. So let's see. Oh, it's April, so might as well have another Tyler Perry release. Tyler Perry's Neighbors from Hell is available today. I'm sorry, Tuesday. The Practice, the final season of The Practice, out on DVD. Now, for the first time ever on Blu-ray, we have, Mallrats from 1995. Vanilla Sky, a movie that I've tried to watch with Tom Cruise, and I've tried to convince myself that it's a brilliant piece of art, but every time I watch it, I get so frustrated. Did you ever try and sit through Vanilla Sky?
No. Have Tom Cruise? No, that movie was a box office flop, and no, I've never watched it.
Okay, so for anybody out there, if you want to see complete confusion in high definition, you can get Vanilla Sky now on Blu-ray. So is Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg. The 20th anniversary edition of Reality Bites is available on Blu-ray, and so is, for the first time ever, from 1958, with Orson Welles and Charlton Heston, Touch of Evil, available on Blu-ray for the first time ever. So, let's see, we've got a couple other new big releases. The Invisible Woman, which is a movie that is not about a woman who's actually invisible. It's a period piece. It is story of... Well, that's not invisible. Felicity Jones plays a love interest for Charles Dickens. And Charles Dickens is played by Ralph Fiennes, not Ralph, but Ralph Fiennes in The Invisible Woman. So if you want a period piece, if you want a drama about some woman that nobody knew about, that Charles Dickens was madly in love with, you can get a bunch of people in costumes and watch The Invisible Woman. Also, there's a new kid CGI animated film called The Nut Job. Came and went in theaters very quickly, so that might be worth a Redbox rental if you need to settle the kids down at night. Anybody ever scratch your head and wonder what happened to Chris Tucker?
Not really.
No.
All right, good, because nothing happened to Chris Tucker. He's gone. But the new Chris Tucker is Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is the replacement for Chris Tucker in any type of buddy comedy situation. Him and Ice Cube did a movie called Ride Along. Critics thought it was basically kind of decent. So if you want a good laugh and you want a guy who's basically a clone of Chris Tucker, pick up Ride Along. Also got Bait and Switch. This is a romantic comedy about a bunch of high school kids, and they have a pact because they're all seniors and they're all virgins, and they want to lose their virginity before senior year's over. Kind of sounds like American Pie to me, but there's one little twist. Turns out when they're deciding how to act out their pact of losing their virginity, one of them decides to come out of the closet and admit they're gay, which causes there to be a rift in the pact, because we don't know who the gay person is really looking at. Bait and Switch might be worth your time. And last, but not least...
By the way, you know how much Tyler Perry is worth? My son just sent me an article on 10 very wealthy, famous people who at one time all lived in their cars. And Kelly Clarkson is one who, for a period, lived out of a car. Tyler Perry is one. You know what he's worth?
$200 million.
Huh?
$200 million.
$385 million.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh,
that must be great motivation, that living in the car. I think I'm going to live in my car.
Yeah. The final release, I don't know, they might as well have just retitled this film, Ben Stiller Really Wants an Oscar. It's a movie called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
I dodged this one. Tell me if it was any good.
For the longest time, it was attached to Jim Carrey. It's not exactly an original story that you've never seen before. It's been tried here and there. Visually, the film is amazing. Visually, it is awesome. But when it comes to substance and actual plot, it's a little left to be desired. I mean, Ben Stiller just doesn't have that mug, nor does he really, I hate to use this word, does he have the gravitas? How do you pronounce that word?
Gravitas.
Yeah, whatever. He doesn't have that. He's missing that factor. Hey, if he wants to do a comedy where every once in a while he's kind of endearing, then it works. But for him to carry a drama on his shoulders the whole time, it just leaves a little bit to be desired. It's worth renting if you're a big Ben Stiller fan. But if you're on the fence with Ben Stiller, this is like purgatory. So just giving you a fair warning, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, not so much, but that was probably the biggest release that went down this past Tuesday. And that will do it for me. But I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm Cheryl Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Flip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes. One of these days, we're going to figure out how to get him a crystal clear phone. It still has that little, that sock in the mouth thing. Joe Hipperson was brought to you by Oric. Yes, they make fantastic vacuum cleaners, including the newest one, the Magnesium RS. It sounds like a race car. And a bunch of other products you didn't even have any idea that Oric carried to make your home a better place. Home care products. Stop in at any of the locations. They're all locally owned and operated. Bill Cleveland will be here before you know it. I have a couple of minutes. My son just came back from Cabo San Lucas. He stayed at an all-inclusive resort. In fact, it was a sister resort to the one we stayed at. And turns out that a guy that worked there is either a cousin or brother of a guy who, you know, back in Missouri, works for my son. So my son's employee said, "Oh, man, if you're going to down to, you know, Cabo San Lucas, be sure to look at my brother. He works at that resort." So he did. And he got a lot of real good inside information. And not that it changes anything, or we didn't sort of know this, but one of the things he told him was, he said at the bars, at the all-inclusive resorts, even the sort of well-known mid-level alcohols, the Seagram's type, that's not what's in those bottles. They refill those bottles with the very cheapest. There are companies that make the lowest grade gin, vodka, scotch in great bulk, and they refill these bottles. But he told my son, working there, he knows, he said, here are the brands. They don't refill. And if they pour it out of there, it's the real deal. Don Julio was one, and there were two or three others. I just thought it was really interesting. It doesn't change anything.
No.
I think we all knew that when you pour alcohol in the quantities they pour it, you'd go broke.
Right, yeah.
And to people who want to just drink as much as they can drink, I don't think they really care.
No.
I'll just have three drinks instead of two for the same buzz or whatever. But he said he had a great time down there. And rented a Sea-Doo that he rode on the ocean, $90 an hour. That's not a bad deal. You do an hour in the ocean on a Sea-Doo, you're exhausted. That's quite a stint. It doesn't sound like it. You remember when you could go-kart track and they'd go, 5 minutes on the go-kart, and you thought 5 minutes, but when you did it, it's like, whew, when you finish, that was a pretty good 5 minutes. It seemed longer than that. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker are financial advisors. They'd love to give you some advice, but you have to ask them for it. They're not going to bug you or strong-arm you. For 27 years, these guys have built a very strong practice as Stifel Nicolaus Advisors. And if you want to talk to them, all you have to do is go to the site, get a number, and set up a meeting. It's not going to cost you anything, and it's a very smart thing to do. If you, for whatever reason, don't particularly like what they had to say, nice meeting you, nice meeting them, and that's the end of it. Got a feeling that's not going to happen. If you have a financial advisor, what's wrong with getting somebody else to give you their take on what that person's having you do with your money? And the sooner in your life you can do it, the better. Again, I go back to the fact that nobody's ever spoken these words. Boy, I wish we hadn't saved so much money. Nobody's ever said that. They have said the other. Man, I wish we had planned better and saved better and invested better. Here's the website to go to find out more and set up that meeting. MarkandJason.com.
All right, let's go airborne and get a quick check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. 70 westbound seeks the volume now between, looks like, 94 and about Zumbel Road. West of there, it opens up pretty good, passing 370, mid-rivers, that stretch. Flew over the area of westbound 64. The exit's out of the way at Spady. All the motor traffic lanes are back open, but we still see some residual volume now back to about Kings Highway in pockets, all the way out through about 270 westbound on 64. Longer pockets, but they are starting to open up. Also seeing some volume westbound 64 approaching the Boone Bridge. 270 southbound, heavy south of 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170, seeing quite a bit of volume now between Olive and 64. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes now between Jefferson and the Poplar. Northbound 55, slow as well between 44 and the Poplar in that right lane. Eastbound 55, 64, heavy now between 3rd Street and 64. This update brought to you by BP. Gas is gas, except when it's much more. BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits. Visit mybpstation.com to find out more. I'm Frank Ledd from the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center.
Live and local. News at the top of every hour. This is the Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
The Union Cash Program gives new home buyers a great deal. Plus, $2,000 to $10,000 cash for use at closing from the unions. Search Union Home Building Partnership online for details.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. So let's make it real easy. Download this app, STL Taxi. It's free. It's a great app, Laclede Cab. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Hey. It's Thursday afternoon.
Hello, Bill.
Well, we'll start with, this is probably not news to most people, a report out that says most students don't learn much of anything in their first 2 years of college.
What?
When the students heard that, they were like, what are you talking about? I built a bong out of a shoe.
Maybe they did learn something.
Hey, Hugh Hefner recently turned 88 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to say Hefner's getting old, but now the women around him dressed up as nurses. They really are nurses. Going to get the Mr. Hefner belated gift. Can't go wrong with a gift card to Bed Bath & Bimbos.
True.
And finally, this afternoon.
He flew by this one.
Well, former President George W. Bush said in an interview that he plans to spend his coming Easter quietly with his family. That's nice. Not to be outdone, former Vice President Dick Cheney plans to waterboard his church congregation. So, nice Easter.
Political humor.
Yeah. You know. Make fun of them all. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 K-Trans.
Thank you, Bill.
See you guys.
There he goes, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Hey, I've just enough time to congratulate Debbie, a listener who went to Pistols Plus and fired her first handgun ever, and she sent me a picture of the target and the grouping. Don't mess with Debbie. That's all I'm going to tell you. So thank you, Debbie, for going to Pistols Plus, and the rest of you, hey, heart of Osage Beach, archery people. They have a great archery department, and you'll be very impressed. Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. Wow, look at this. 5 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Obama says 8 million Americans have signed up for coverage.